In Crosscut by Meg Gardiner, produced by Brilliance Audio, Evan Delaney travels to her hometown of China Lake for a class reunion. Returning to the desert military base where she grew up, Evan learns that several of her classmates have died young. On the first night of the reunion, another one dies, savagely butchered, and she's just the first.
The breeze gusted through the wind chimes. They sang a jarring melody. Overhead, a pair of fighter jets howled past, ripping silver across the sky above China Lake. Kelly Colfax lugged a grocery bag from the trunk of her car. She had 12 things to do in the next 2 hours, and she should have written them down. The desert heat was bad for her memory. Did Scotty say he was coming home early? She unstuck her skirt from the back of her thighs. She had to change and get to the nightclub in time to set up. Tonight, she meant to put things right. She had forgotten her haircut, but that didn't matter. Gaining 20 pounds in 15 years mattered, but tonight she could smile and say, "See?" She had a good reason. It wasn't the pressure. She wasn't a screw-up. People couldn't blame her for all the things that had been going wrong. Couldn't call her the B-team anymore, or slacker, or space cadet. Tonight they would apologize. They would congratulate and envy her. With a little smile forming on her lips, she opened the door and walked into the kitchen. A stranger was standing by the sink. She saw short hair, olive skin, and eyes that seemed all pupil, deep and black. Dressed in utilities, working blues like enlisted personnel wore. What was someone from the base doing in her kitchen? The stranger flexed both hands. Kelly saw them peripherally but couldn't break from that black gaze. A gold aura flared at the corner of her vision. "So?" The stranger's voice was sharp and high-pitched. "First question. Am I here?" Kelly stared. On the counter were scissors and a funnel and a roll of electrical tape. And her high school yearbook. "You think you're dreaming a sailor girl in your kitchen? You think I'm a nightmare?" Kelly opened her mouth but couldn't form words. A girl? This freaky being flexing those weird fingers? Something wrong with them, like doll's fingers. And her face was expressionless. "Question two," she said. "Can you run?" Kelly looked at her feet. Fear curled around her chest like a thorny vine. She couldn't lift them. How could the stranger know that? Was this a nightmare? "Also a no." The stranger's lips drew back over her teeth. "No flight, no fight." The fear pricked sharper. Kelly looked toward the front door. "Scotty." The stranger reached for the answering machine on the kitchen counter and pressed play. Kelly heard her husband's voice. "Kel, I'm not going to make the party. I have to pull a double shift. Don't hate me." She dropped the groceries. A bottle broke and milk gushed across the linoleum. Scotty kept talking and Kelly's legs remained frozen. The stranger's freaky hands opened the high school yearbook and flipped through it. "West, Skinner, Delaney, Colfax, Chang." She stopped. "Tell me about your classmates. How much do you know?" Kelly felt saliva pooling in the back of her throat. "Well?" The stranger kept flipping through the yearbook and Kelly felt tears forming. She knew why those hands were freaky. The stranger was wearing latex gloves. She looked at Kelly. A new voice roared from her throat, deep and booming. "Tell me." That voice unglued Kelly's foot. She moved it backward, now the other. A sound was sliding from her mouth, a moan. This wasn't a waking nightmare. She had to run. She slid her foot another inch, turned and flung herself toward the door. The darts from the taser caught her between the shoulder blades. The electric shock made her drop instantly. Her face smacked the floor. She lay splayed, her arms and legs shivering like jelly. Saliva ran out of her mouth onto the cool tile beneath her cheek. She saw the stranger walk to the knife rack. The sound of metal rang in the kitchen. The stranger pulled out the carving knife. Kelly felt her skirt turning wet and warm as she peed herself. The stranger's boots appeared. She flipped Kelly onto her back as though she were a hunk of meat. The knife shone under the kitchen lights. Outside, the wind chimes rang. The stranger leaned over and dog tags swung out from beneath her utility shirt. On the chain with the tags was a gnarled piece of metal. That wasn't Navy. Kelly saw a scar near her collarbone. Tracks, like an animal had mauled her. If you can't talk about it, we'll have to take a different tack. Let's see if you can feel it. She put down the knife, grabbed Kelly's wrist and pulled her toward the refrigerator. Her grip was like a wrench. She took the roll of electrical tape, whipped it around Kelly's wrists, and wound it around the handle of the refrigerator door, binding her there. Kelly's juddering subsided into pins and needles. She could feel her muscles coming back under control, but when she moved her leg, it flailed like a frog jabbed with an electrode in biology lab. She heard the stranger opening cabinets and pulling things out. She turned her head. The stranger now held a bottle of Drano crystals. She walked to the spot where Kelly had fallen and poured the drain cleaner on the wet splotch of urine. It hissed and bubbled and filled the air with the caustic stink of lye and ammonia. Reaching for the carving knife, she knelt and hitched Kelly's skirt up to her panties, revealing chunky thighs. She held the Drano above Kelly's leg and pressed the serrated edge of the knife to the inside of her thigh. Let's start over. Tell me when it hurts.
Crosscut is the fourth book in Meg Gardner's Evan Delaney series. Tanya E.B. Serwa's compelling performance takes the listener to the desert military town of China Lake in a twisting tale of torture, gruesome murders, old friendships, and high school rivalries. Brilliance Audio presents this unabridged 12-hour thriller in 10 compact discs, one MP3 CD, or download.